matching up corn hybrids to soils. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. Imagine if you could change the corn hybrid you're planting based on the field's soil type. Jason Webster, Central Illinois Practical Farm Research Director for Beck's Hybrids, says you can.
We're changing the corn hybrids that we're planting throughout the field based upon management zones or soil type changes in the field.
2012 was the first year for Jason Webster's variable hybrid planter. He's gone from a handful of trials in Illinois last year to several in Illinois and Indiana this year. So what are they trying to do? Webster explains.
What we want to do is on the best soils of the farm, the highest producing areas, we want to plant the highest yielding corn possible, an offensive type corn. But we know in a lot of farms that our customers have, we've got good soils in parts of the farm, but we've also got some lighter soils or some soils that are prone to stress. And we probably don't want to be planting an offensive hybrid in those areas. So our variable hybrid corn planter that we developed changes hybrids. We can plant the offensive hybrids in the best parts of the farm, but then we can back off and plant those defensive hybrids on those tougher soils.
Jason explains how exactly everything in the cab works, from the GPS to the monitors.
Well, basically, as I travel through the field, we have a 16-year-old planter, but in a sense, we have two 16-year-old planters. So we've got a toolbar on the front part of the planter that has 16 rows on it. It's going to be set up for my defensive corn hybrids. On the back toolbar, we've got an additional 16 rows that will house our offensive hybrids. And as we go through the field, we simply turn on and off the series of row units to plant the corn hybrid that we want. We've got a controller, a pretty intense electronic system in the cab that helps us monitor what hybrids we're planting, as well as singulation and population and downforce. And so all of it's being done automatically. The thing we had to adjust was every time I change hybrid, I'm 8 inches offset, because we don't run the two sets of planter rows right in front of each other. We offset them 8 inches. And so we needed to build in a GPS offset every time we change hybrids. And rather than doing an auto steer nudge manually, we wanted something that was done automatic on the fly, so we didn't have to worry about making the changes manually. So what we have is a GPS receiver on the top of the tractor cab that when each hydraulic motor is turning, it knows, and it will move a different direction to make sure that our rows are nice and straight. And so we had to do a little bit of work with getting that established, and that was quite a challenge. But it appears like everything's working properly, and we've got those nice straight rows, or at least we hope we do.
Webster says last year's trials showed net returns of $100 per acre. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News for America.